With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys Small Screen Scares, a mini-series where three cowardly friends discuss horror television. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watch The Haunting of Hill House, Episode 8, Witness Marks.
Biggest scare of my fucking life.
Dear Mike Flanagan, get absolutely fucked.
Also, we love you, Flan man, but fuck off.
Fuck off.
But nah, he's really good at what he does.
But fuck off.
He's so good. No, come on, Tom. He's really good. Fuck.
Flanagan. I think this is the worst jump scare I've ever experienced in any media of all time.
Let me say this. There will never be a bigger one than that for me.
It's huge.
I will never be caught off guard like that, and it will never mean as much. Most jump scares are bullshit.
Yeah.
This one, it's the most earned jump scare in history.
Yeah. It also is a sneaky fucking bastard trick, because I think we were talking about how we're getting better at you watch enough horror movies, you get good at realizing when jump scares are happening, and Hill House follows that pattern where something will happen and then the jump scare happens, or the musical crescendo and then stop and then the jump scare happens. There's a few that are surprises that catch you completely off guard.
Right.
But even like the big bent neck lady jump scare in 5 is foreshadowed by the lights and everything.
Yeah.
This comes out of fucking nowhere.
Yep.
There is no music change. There is no lighting change. And it is a scene that you are wholly fixated on because it is two characters who have been refusing to speak just going at one another.
Yep.
Just this huge fight. You care about them. You're like, oh no. Oh no, guys, why are you fucked? Oh, get fucked.
Yes.
You're sucked in. You're watching. You're just paying attention so intently to what's on the screen. And you're fucking...
Yeah. I remember the first time I watched this. I think I've said this so many times. I nearly died.
Yeah.
Like, I jumped out of my seat. It takes a lot. Oh, this... You can't... ruining houses, ruining cars, Flanagan. Ruining hands, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
This, again, because I'd watched this so much later than you guys, and Sean, you had this exact reaction when you were telling me about it. That honestly was the biggest hurdle I had to jump to force myself to watch this show.
Yeah.
And even then, because you even told me, episode 8, So then already...
Is that helpful? Would you prefer to go blind?
No, it's not helpful, Tom.
It's not helpful.
It's the worst thing in the world. I feel so sorry for you, Damon. I'm sorry for my part in that.
Right.
I'm really sorry.
The effect of the jump scare is not lessened at all.
No,
because I still didn't really... Like, you'd purposely said, I'm not going to tell you details because you might watch it, And so I knew that at some point there was a big jump scare. It's 60 minutes of television. I don't know when it's coming. I didn't know,
And it comes in the most fucked up spot, too.
Yeah.
So on the rewatch, knowing that this is the worst moment of my life... But I couldn't 100% remember at what point of the scene it comes. So I'm watching the scene. I'm leaning in like a fuckhead. Well done, Flan man. And I'm like, oh, okay. I know that when this argument reaches its crescendo, it's gonna happen. But that just makes it even worse because I'm like, oh, yep. Any second now. I steel myself for it. And it's still so fucked.
It's later than you think, too.
Yeah, but I think this time, too, because when it happened the first time, I was so shocked. Like, my spirit left my body.
Yeah.
This time... I think I really honed in on her face and the detail of it, and
I'm
rattled by it.
Well, can I tell you a fact? So the Flan man, because he knows what he's doing, so he told Victoria Pedretti, who plays Nell, he told her, do it 20 seconds before it's scripted.
Son of a bitch.
I guess that's the thing is, like, so she's sitting in the back of the car the whole time.
Yeah.
And so they're...
And so their reactions... more legit because they honestly weren't expecting it. And it's such a big moment. Like, it's so huge. And they're like, obviously, I'm imagining as actors, they're so in the moment as well.
Yeah.
Because it's a big scene.
Right.
It's a big, big scene.
Respect to the actors for getting that scene out, knowing that that's going to happen. That's happening. You got that in the back seat. Fucking hell.
But see, no, the thing it'll be is it'll be scripted so that they know that they get to a point in the dialogue and then she'll do it. For Flanagan to be like, do it 20 seconds earlier. Whoa.
He's a weapon. Far out.
Fuck, it's good.
Oh my God.
This whole episode has a lot of good moments. This is the episode where we get Steve's thinking. So it is that thing of like, we can empathize with him. We might not agree with his actions, obviously, the way he's treated his wife.
Yeah, my notes are Steve is a cunt.
Yeah.
As always, yeah. But this time I remember why.
Yes.
It's a horrible thing to do to your wife.
It's horrible, but then...
And he knows it's horrible.
Yeah.
Just communicate, man.
Right. There's so many reversals in this thing of like, yeah, we find out this fact about that he got a vasectomy, never told his wife. Terrible. We get that reversal of he is talking to his dad how he thinks their family is cursed with this mental illness. They're all very sick. He got a vasectomy because he didn't want to pass it on. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Reversal. Hugh tells him, no, you're not sick. You saw many ghosts, my friend.
Yeah.
Like, the beats are great. Like, it really just keeps it humming along. And just, like, you never know what's going to happen next. Honestly, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I never know what to feel because there's always the next thing coming like a fucking freight train.
Yeah, that's right. We get the treehouse thing.
That's right.
Never built your treehouse. We were there for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So, the treehouse is the red room.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Oh, of course it is.
Well, and again... It's actually interesting. The treehouse is the one that you don't realize is the red room, unlike the others. Because the others all look like rooms.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's this one or the next episode where you get the reveal of Theo in the dance studio.
Yeah.
And the other two trying to unlock it. And that scene where she's in there dancing in episode 3 and then someone's banging on the door.
Yes, yes.
Is actually Cheryl and Nell having their little beat.
Trying to get in.
Footsteps.
Yeah.
I can see someone moving in there. Maybe it's a pony.
Yeah. if it's a pony, it's dead. Yeah. Nell's little face just dies.
Perfect pure Cheryl. Underlined Cheryl. But yeah, that whole thing of that treehouse, I think, is the biggest trick because it's an outdoor space.
Yes.
And someone else goes in there.
Right.
Because this is my thing, is that all the others want a spot where they can be by themselves, away from the other members of the family. Except the one thing Luke wants is his family.
Yeah,
so
they're
all allowed. Theo goes into the treehouse with him.
Yeah.
Luke goes into the treehouse. They all are able to go into his treehouse with him.
Skeptic Steve is in there. So you don't blink. You just buy it.
Yeah.
And even when Steve's in that games room on his own, you're like, well, that's obviously the bad room. But that treehouse feels real. And that's why out of every room that Hugh brings up, when he's like, why would I have built you a treehouse?
Right.
The floor falls out of your stomach.
Yes.
And you realize just how bad everything is.
Yeah, things, like, we know things are bad. They're worse than we thought. Like,
it got all of them.
Yeah. And you just can't trust almost anything you've seen or experienced in that house.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's a Very nice reveal. You learn a lot of stuff. And Hugh steps up and is a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still, it is an interesting scene. There's a long car scene with him and Steve. And there's just so many things flying around in there. But it, ultimately, you still look at it from Steve's point of view. He's getting life advice from the guy who maybe murdered his mum still.
Or at very least, didn't do anything to help her.
Yeah.
Because I think that, I don't think Steve thinks Hugh killed her. I think he knows that she killed herself.
But he blames,
he blames Hugh because Hugh didn't do enough. And then Hugh didn't tell them.
Mm. Yeah.
This is the thing, is like, you hate Steve because of what he, how he treats his wife. The person that he looked up to so much was his dad.
Yeah.
He just wants to help his dad in that basement.
Yes.
He's trying to do the best for his dad. His dad puts him in charge. He's like, I'm going to do what my dad wants. Then his dad fucks off, leaves him with an aunt, and doesn't speak to them again.
Yeah.
Why would Steve try to do anything different except do exactly what his dad did?
His hero betrayed him in every way.
Yeah.
His hero hides the truth, so that's all Steve knows how to do.
Yeah.
Hugh's ripping a few great lines in this one. One I love was talking about Olivia. She was the kite and I was the string.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice. Yeah. But then one that's great is, our family is like an unfinished meal to that house.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a delicious
there
line.
There is no more dangerous, because this is where they realize that that's a, the credit card pings and they realize that Luke's going back to the house.
Right. And he's bought gasoline. He's trying to burn it.
And just that whole thing of like, there is nowhere more dangerous on this earth than that house for Luke right now.
Yes.
Like, it almost got him.
Yeah.
There's so many references to mouths and eating and consuming across this whole thing, especially in relation to the house, which is just so evil and so good.
It's perfect,
Can we talk about the other great big acting sequence, which is after the worst jump scare in the history of time, Theo.
Yeah.
And even just Cheryl listening to Theo when Theo's explaining what happens, why she's been acting like the worst person on earth for the last few days.
Yeah.
Because of that line, oceans of nothing.
Yeah, I felt like I was floating in an ocean of nothing.
Yeah.
Touching Nell. And that's the thing, that the horrific thing is, you assume, oh, she's touched Nell and learned how Nell died. But I'm not so sure. I assume she touches Nell and there's just
She felt nothing
left.
Thing? She felt nothing and then she couldn't feel anything. She was touching things and couldn't feel anything. And then she was drinking and the power went out and she found herself in the ocean of nothing.
Yep.
Reached out and Cheryl's husband was there. And when she touched his face, she felt again.
So she kept touching.
So that's what Shirley walked in on. It wasn't what she thought.
No.
It was just her sister coming back from the brink, basically.
Right. Yep. And I love, like, obviously, what is it, episode 3 or episode 2 where Theo has that incredible moment where she touches Nell's body and just loses her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, of course, it plants that question mark of, well, what did she see?
Yeah.
Nothing. It being nothing is so perfect but unexpected.
Yeah.
Like, to pull that off is the trickiest of things.
Yeah.
But it did, because you're like, yes, that for this person who feels everything, always sees something.
Yeah.
And he's like also desperate to feel something with her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to know. I need to know. And all she gets is like, no, she's not there.
And then, just to let you know that for 5 or 6 episodes after that, it just explains Theo.
Right.
Like, internally, she's just been floating.
Yeah. And then, like, that grief is not feeling anything.
Yeah.
And again, to portray how scary that is, numbness isn't a relief. It's worse. It's terrifying.
Yeah. It's fucking good. And then even, like, in a lesser script, I guess, Cheryl would say something, like, be like, oh, I love you. I understand. Like, doesn't say anything, just stares at her for a beat and then just puts her hand out. And it's like, that's perfect. Cheryl is never going to say, I love you and completely forgive you.
Right.
But she's like, oh, I understand what you did.
Yeah.
Because I've also done some bad things.
Yeah.
And again, it's the way Flanagan just frames it. It's just one shot on Theo, one shot on Cheryl.
Yeah.
And just lets them rip.
Yeah, like, it's the same thing as, like, for some of the dialogue, some of the language in this, it's great because it's not over the top.
Yeah.
It's managed to get it, simplify it down to exactly what it needs to be, like the unfinished meal.
Yeah.
That's not clever language, but it's perfect.
Well, it's just, it's a huge idea in a little one sentence box.
Right. And so same with the shooting, is that you don't need to go all, he doesn't go fancy with it. Like, obviously we have some great shooting things, like with the episode with all the long takes. But when he only does it when it's necessary.
Yep.
Yeah. And so it's not necessary in this moment because we need to just be in the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, having these long takes on just the actors and getting every inch of their delivery works so well.
I tell you, and credit to the editing too, because, I mean, I've edited stuff and there is that pull to be like, oh, I haven't cut away for a while. I need to cut away to what that person's looking and do multiple cuts. And he kind of doesn't. He'll stay on them. And if he does cut away, he picks the exact right moment to do it.
Yeah.
It's fucking good stuff. This is really top tier TV.
It's so good. And then you get the great beat when they get to the house And of course, we've seen it. Oh, the lights come alive. They come to life and they're red.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love the imagery of the house waking up.
Yeah. Right.
It's so great.
Someone pulls into the driveway and wakes up.
And like we've seen it in Doctor Sleep as well with the Overlook Hotel. It's fucking great.
It's spooky as fuck. And then
a house being alive is so scary.
It's so awful.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. And then you get that terrifying beat of Luke goes in, he pours all the gasoline down, he drops the match and nothing happens.
Yes.
Just that quick little flame and poof, and it's gone. And then his mum's on the staircase.
And then he gets grabbed from behind.
Yeah, that's yuck too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Fuck this show.
Well, that is all the scary talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you scared listeners would like to email us, you can do so at 3scaredboys@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Twitter at @scaredyboys. Or individually, I'm at @middaypajamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Awkward Trade.
Stay scared, everyone. Oh, episode 8.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.